Welcome to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis.
When Daniel purposed in his heart in verse 8 to not defile himself with king's delicacies, and he was able to see that God had provision over Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in chapter 1. And chapter 2 was Nebuchadnezzar's second experience with God as the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had that Daniel could only interpret and that his magicians could not. And Nebuchadnezzar makes a shallow commitment in chapter 2 to God. And the third chapter is his third experience with God, seeing the fourth like the Son of God in the fiery furnace and witnessing a Christophany. But again, that was a shallow commitment. And we know that by virtue of the definition because he needed a fourth warning. But this is his fourth experience with God, but his final warning before judgment. So we'll get into what this dream means as Daniel interprets it in 19 through 27. So let's read verses 19 through 27. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. And here we see where Daniel is compassionate on behalf of Nebuchadnezzar. Because when he hears the dream from Nebuchadnezzar, his thoughts troubled him. I believe that Daniel respected Nebuchadnezzar, but also he cared for him. But I believe he had a compassion for his lost heart and tried to help him numerous times. But by seeing this fourth dream and knowing its interpretation, it troubled Daniel. But King Nebuchadnezzar told him, do not let it trouble you. Just go ahead and give it to me straight. So this is what he does. In verse 20 through 27, the tree that you saw, which grew and became strong, whose height reached to the heavens, and which could be seen by all the earth, whose leaves were lovely and its fruit abundant, and which was food for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and in whose branches the birds of the heaven had their home. It is you, O king, who have grown and become strong, for your greatness has grown and reaches to the heavens, and your dominion to the end of the earth. And inasmuch as the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven and saying, chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave its stump and roots in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let him graze with the beast of the field till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord, the king. They shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like oxen. They shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. And inasmuch as they gave the command to leave the stump and roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know that heaven rules. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. So interestingly, this is a warning. As you see, Nebuchadnezzar is that great vast tree. He was known as the modern ruler of the known world at that time. He has dominion over all of the earth at that time. But still his heart was not in the place that it needed to be. And God needed him to know him and needed to get his heart where he wanted it. And where he wanted his heart was this. He wanted him to know that in order that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. So he wanted Nebuchadnezzar to realize that God's rule was higher than his and that God is sovereign over whom he gives it to because he gives it to whomever he will and sets over it the lowest of men. So it's not that he has to have a certain status to be a ruler or to be a king, that it could be even the lowest of men.
The downfall of many leaders in history, like Nebuchadnezzar, has been their narcissistic personality of being self-absorbed in their own sense of greatness, that they failed ultimately in their life purpose because they failed to heed the advice and guidance of others, and especially the Holy Spirit. If God has been speaking to you and you're not sure what he's saying, perhaps Dr. Davis can be of help. You can reach us by emailing Dr. Davis at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or write her at P.O. Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28348. You can connect with Truth Matters on Facebook or visit our website at ProjectTruthMatters.com. Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis is a ministry of the Truth Project.